This is a Maisa Shahaya. You can't make this stuff up. So I was at someone else's house about 3 months ago for Shabbos. And my 10-year-old or 9-year-old, my 3-year-old, and another one of my other kids were in one of the bedrooms. It's 9:30 at night. And the key point is my son was 3 years old and 1 month at that point. He had just turned three, like about a month before then. And I think my daughter, in her sleep, hit the light. Somehow the light in this room was very low, and she hit the light with her foot while she was sleeping. And because of that, the 3-year-old started crying in the room because the light was on. Halacha l'maisa, what are you allowed to do? You have no time to go ask a rav. You have no time to do anything. It's 9:30 at night. You're in not your own house. You don't know where to find a non-Jew to help you out over there. What are you supposed to do? Can you ask the 3-year-old to turn off the light? This is Mama Shemaisa Shahaya. It happened exactly to me. So mutter usser. So are you allowed to take the 3-year-old kid and show him where the light is, put him right by the light, and invariably he's going to turn it off? 3-year-old's crying. No, what do you say? Mutter usser. Okay. I'm going to give you 2 heters why I think it's mutter to put the 3-year-old there or not. This is a different style over here. We're talking about a very specific case. You can't extrapolate to other cases, but I'll show you the factors that are relevant to this issue. So comes along Shulchan Aruch, where we're up to, in Shin Mem Gimel, and says very clearly, you are not allowed to cause a child to do an Isser on Shabbos, or in general, to do an Isser. Says, "La'achila b'yadayim aser." You're not allowed to give a child non-kosher food and feed it to him. I feel dvarim shasurim midivrei sofrim. Even things that are only aser derabbanan, you can't feed a kid iser. Okay, v'chein aser lahargilo b'chilul Shabbos. You're not allowed to have him do chilul Shabbos u'moed. But I feel dvarim shem mishum shvus. Even drabbanans. Yeah, you're with me? Very, very clear. 100%, you can't ask your kid to go turn on the light on Shabbos. Straight up. You're with me so far? Very clear. Mishnah Berurah says, even if the kid is 1 day old, you are not allowed to have the kid tell him 1 day old, he couldn't be able to listen to you, but 1 month old, 3 months old, you can't ask the kid to press that, or 5 months old. You can't have the kid press the button very clearly, 100% clear from Shulchan Aruch. So far, so good. Comes along the Ber Halacha and says, wait 1 second. There is one situation where the Rajbo and the Ran seem to be lenient about this Isser called Sophia B'Yadayim, commanding a child who is less than the age of chinuch to do an iser. Well, first let's back up. What is this age of a child who is less than the age of chinuch in general? So I think, and I saw many poskim, including we'll see children in halacha, and by Rabbi Simcha Bunim Kohn, he says very clearly the age is under three for sure, possibly 3 to 4, possibly is also considered under the age of chinuch for Hilchas Shabbos, where a 3-year-old doesn't know the difference. I know my 3-year-old always says on Shabbos, oh, it's Shabbos, he's going to turn off the lights because he doesn't have lights on Shabbos. And he goes to the light and tries to turn it off on Shabbos. So he obviously doesn't understand the concept that Shabbos, you're not supposed to turn on and off lights. He thinks that you're supposed to sit in the dark on Shabbos. You don't. The 3-year-olds don't really understand. They understand a little bit, not fully. So 3 years and 1 month, I think it's safe to say, is just under the age of chinuch. According to most poskim, you're fine. Okay? So if a kid is under the age of chinuch, says the Ber Halacha, the Rajba and the Ran say, if the kid is doing a derabbanan, factor one is he has to be doing a derabbanan iser, and he has to be doing the derabbanan iser for himself. In other words, he's not turning the light on in your private bathroom, the parents' bathroom. He's turning the light on or whatever, doing a derabbanan. Let's leave it at that. He's doing a derabbanan for himself. So in other words, what's a good example of this? You give him a tool, let's say you tell him he could take Nash bag with him and a Darabanan carrying on Shabbos. The Nash bag is for himself in Shul. So you could give him a Nash bag to carry across this Darabanan. Why? Because it's the Nash bag is for him. And it's a Darabanan, and it's for him, says the Mishnah Berelacha, though. We don't paskin like this Rajba and Ran, except in Shas Adchak. Unless you really, really need that situation, you can't rely on this double, these two factors, Darabanan, and it's for him, you can't rely on it. But he brings the Berelacha, Rabbi Kivager. Rabbi Kivager says, what's a case where you could rely upon him? If you need a sitter, a machzer in Shul, and you can't carry on Shabbos to get the sitter there. So how are you going to do? Let's say it's only a Darabanan, it's only a Karmelis, there's no Erev, but it's only a Darabanan carrying. So you give the sitter to the child. The child brings the sitter to Shul. He pretends to daven from it upside down in Shul. You know, he pretends that he's using it. He puts it on the shtender. You know, he plays with it. He closes, opens it. And then, you know what you do? You stand over him and you look at the sitter and you use it with him and you daven from it. So it's a Darabanan. And he did it for himself. Mutter, you can rely upon that b'shas adchat. You're with me so far? Now, the Berelacha is very clear, and the Arche Shabbos builds on this Rabbi Akiva Eger, that let's say he does something which is for the whole family. Remember I told you my case. Who else is sleeping in that room? A 3-year-old plus a 9-year-old who's sleeping in that room, who's definitely over the age of chinuch, so definitely obligated to keep the laws of Shabbos. So when he turns off the light, he's benefiting who? Himself. And the other children in the room. So would that fall into this situation? Says the Arche Shabbos, that would be fine as well, because he's primarily doing it because he can't sleep. Now he's crying because the light is on in the room. So I think heter number one is you could possibly tell that child to turn off the light in that room. You could even direct the kid right there if it's in a Darabanan and it's for himself. Turning off a light, according to many poskim on Shabbos, is different than turning on a light. Turning off a light, for reasons which we're not going into right now, is only Darabanan, according to many poskim. Therefore, Reb Simcha Bunim Kohn, in his English book, Children in Halacha, I'll see if I could read it. I could get it here. I hope I don't mess this thing up, but I'll see if I could get that. Is that he says, I have it on my phone. Okay, right. You have to trust me. I don't know how to do this now. Okay, fine. I'm not going to mess this up now. But definitely look at Simcha Bunim Kohn. It's page 67, I believe. He writes that b'shas adchak, if a light is on in a room, you can have the child, ask the child really to turn off the light if it's a Darabanan, and he's doing it for himself in the child's room. That's a tremendous heter, and that's assuming that the kid is under 4 years old, or three. Let's go 3 years old for sure. 3 plus and under, for sure, mutter. That's Keneged Olam. Yeah, yeah.
Does he have to do it like almost like under your lap?
No, so my understanding is you don't. You could do it straight out and tell the kid, turn off the light, because it's a Darabanan. You have to be very careful you go spread this to. Heter number two is there's another Ramah, which no one knows about, in Shin Samach Beis, in Chelek Dalid, where the Ramah says that you're allowed to bring a child, let's say you left your keys, whoops, I left my keys in Rosh Hashanah and now it's Shabbos. How am I going to get my key? So you know what you do? You bring your kid to the area and the kid hopefully picks up the key. You don't tell him anything. You simply bring him to there, and if he picks up the key and takes it, great. Now, could the kid get to that place without you bringing him? No way. So you brought him there, and says the Ramah, that's permitted for you to simply bring him to the area. Okay, well, what about the fact that we said you can't cause a kid to do an Isser on Shabbos? So what are you going to tell me? So how do you deal with it? So Rav Nissim Karel, it says, well, that case is different. No, don't bring me any proofs. Because there, you're bringing him to an area, he sees a key, he sees a rock on the floor, he sees a ball on the floor. There's no chance. It's not mukhruch. It's not definite that he's going to take that key and bring it back for you. It's possible he's going to take the ball into your house. You have no idea what the kid's going to do, so you're not really causing him to do an aver in that case. Okay. Comes along the Arche Shabbos and says, no. You can extrapolate from there a very important yesod, that simply putting a kid next to something which is usser is permitted. You're not causing him to do it. You didn't say, pick up the key. I just picked the kid up, put him on top of the key right there, and, you know, whatever, showed him the key. You know, maybe forced his head to look at the key. I don't know if that's too much. But if I just bring the kid there, so I'm not doing anything. So says the Arche Shabbos, you are permitted to put a kid who is under 3 years old, or let's say just barely three, right by a light on Shabbos. And keep in mind, this heter may be, I don't know, is it even to turn on a light as well? Because now it's even a Doraisa. This is not the same heter as heter number one. I'm not telling him to do anything. I'm not hinting anything to him. I'm simply putting the kid next to the light. And that's exactly what we did with my son. I didn't even know about the first heter. The second heter is I put the kid by the light, and the kid's crying, and he's staring right at the light. He's standing on the bed right facing the light. And eventually, he knocked in, he saw the light there, and he turned off the light. And it was in the middle of the night. He didn't realize it was Shabbos. He turned it off. So would that be permitted? According to this Arche Shabbos, that would be permitted. Now, you should know, full disclosure, many people disagree. The Nishma Shabbos disagrees, and he says, one second, Mamanav Shach. If the kid is old enough to know what he's doing, he shouldn't be touching the light on Shabbos. If he's not old enough to know what he's doing, you know who's really doing it. You. So therefore, it's kind of like a catch-22. You know, either way, you're messed up. You're either doing it or he's doing it. Nishma Shabbos says don't do it. I saw above the Sefer Mishnas Yoshua Paskins that you are allowed to do this as well. However, the Piskei Tshuvas quotes two Sram, which I can't get hold of, who bring two more Chumras why you shouldn't do it. Number one is, if there are other people in the room, if there are other children watching, and your 9-year-old's watching and says, wait a second, you're telling him to turn off on the light on Shabbos. Your 9-year-old's not going to understand all the situations. You shouldn't do this if there are other children around, which is a pretty big chumrah. But my 9-year-old was, I think, half sleeping. So I don't know if that counts. They're half sleeping. Do they realize what went on? She probably didn't remember in the morning. Now, the second chumrah is also, they quote from a Ma'ara Shabbos from Rav Shlomo Zalman, which I have to get my hands on, is that apparently he doesn't like this idea about putting the kid by the light. He says, no, it doesn't work. It's as if you're doing it as well. Halacha l'maisa, if you look at children in halacha, Rav Simcha Binyam Cohen, he definitely says that these both ways are two options in what to do. Keep in mind the factors. Remember, the kid has to be under the age of 3, possibly just barely 3, and it has to be a darabanan in the first way that you're commanding him to do it, but even a daraisa, simply to put him by the light, if it's a real need, then there's room to be made. Well, in my situation, one of my daughters in the room, I think, wasn't feeling well, so that was another factor. She needed a good night's sleep. Maybe there's room to extra rely on that factor as well. I'm not sure, but halacha l'maaseh, it's pretty shocking. People don't really know this kula, and there's definitely room to be with it.